Hello.
Yes, hello, this is Aaron Jenkins, Family First.
Hi, Aaron.
Call.
Yes, thanks for returning my call. How are you?
Sure. I'm good. What's going on?
I was just calling you in regards to the new patient, James Watson. Just wanted to hear what the case is about.
He had the assessor. Well, I'm waiting for him to respond to me. His, not advocate, but the resource that sent him to me said that he has assessment by Keystone. So that part, I told him, let me know what the assessment date is and who the service coordinator is, but he's been approved for the waiver. I got him approved on the 25th.
So actually, we got
he
the authorization.
Tell me
I guess
the
you didn't see it yet. We got the authorization. We did it for today.
Oh, it came in today?
Yes. I mean, it came in.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah, it's for 35 hours.
Okay. Oh, all right, good.
Yeah,
okay,
so who's
so,
the agent?
I think it's going to be his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Was she ever signed up with us, or she still needs to go through
the No, she has to go through the employment process.
Because
he wasn't very vocal during the, she did most of the, so I didn't even know they did the assessment until my connect that the person that's going to be the caregiver, the girlfriend, fiance, whoever she is, she's the one that reached out to a friend of mine who sends me clients. And then he kind of negotiated that stuff with them. So they were going through him. I've kind of showed him how to do this enrollment stuff. So they did a lot of this stuff on their own outside of me doing the financial letters and the county assistance office stuff. So they did the assessment. I didn't even know. And he said, hey, and the guy called me and said, have you got the hours yet? And I said, well, what was the assessment? And he didn't know. So he called me yesterday. So he told me it was done. So I'll reach out to him. But, oh, you know, I'm sorry. I forgot. He already sent her everything. He sent her the employment stuff because I sent him all the links to the employment stuff. So he said he sent that to her, too.
Okay, that's good. Do you have her contact information? Do you have her phone number, or that's the same phone number as the patient?
I use the same phone number as the patient.
To reach her.
So, I will reach her. Matter of fact, I'll deal with it. Give it an hour. Give it an hour. I'm going to call my resource to reach out to them and let them know that the hours came back to 35. And I'll call James. In terms of doing the onboarding, call them by the hour. I'm going to talk to them, let them know it came back 35 hours, and then to ensure that the girlfriend is going to be the caregiver. And then give her about an hour, reach out to her, and then she should be all set up.
Okay, sounds good.
She'll probably do the TB test and all that, because I'm sure she probably didn't do that. But unless she already has it. But let me call them first and let them know the hours came in. And then somebody will be reaching out to them in the next hour to finalize the employment fund.
Okay. Do you know her name?
Not offhand. I'm driving. It's in my notes.
Oh, okay. Not a problem. Okay, so if it could be done as soon as possible, that would be great.
Yeah, give it about an hour. When I get in front of the computer, I'm on my way back home. When I get in front of the computer, I can, I'll let you know that you'll be calling.
Okay. Thank you so much, Aaron.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Have a good one. Bye.